Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the ships at sea and all you people down there in Carbondale, Maconda, St. Clair, and everywhere else in the totality, welcome to the St. Louis United Soccer Show, sponsored today, as always, by our good friends at ADK Wealth Advisors. And here is your host, the sixth most popular AM host in St. Louis, Mr. Tom Schwartz.
Sixth!
Moved up.
Oh, what was I before?
14th.
14th, wow.
Eight spots in a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's really... Last week's show was really good.
There you go.
And everybody's into this whole totality thing. Yes, I am Tom Schwartz. That was Asim the Dream. I don't know if we knew that Asim was coming.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
Oh, that's a mix. We got the mix going on.
Mashup.
I let my tape rock. We got something.
We got a DJ.
I wonder if he were alive. Biggie Smalls, what his take on this whole eclipse thing would be.
I don't know.
It's just taken over. Russell Bly also here. G'day. Back.
G'day.
Fine. How long were you gone?
I was gone for 26 days.
26 days.
Yes.
All right. And where did you visit in that time?
Italy, France, and the UK.
That's all you could do?
Well, first of all, the end of the trip was an 8-day conference in the UK.
So
8 days in one place. I was in Florence for 15 days.
In the UK, where were you?
In Birmingham.
Birmingham sucks.
Second largest city in the UK.
It sucks. I mean, just between you and me. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
It wasn't.
That's just my feeling.
It was
summer. Not everybody thinks that.
It only
that.
Actually rained one day.
Really?
Surprisingly.
It rains sideways in Birmingham, and you can't understand the way people talk.
I found them pretty easy to understand.
Well, of course you would.
It's also just, I've never been. I've only heard. It's also a remarkably ugly city.
It is remarkably, and the people are ugly. Nothing against.
And some people will say,
I guess it is something.
Some people will say, well, that's not their fault because it was bombed to,
right.
You know, whatever.
But they never rebuilt.
But I think that's even more damning. You had a blank slate on which to build.
Yeah.
And this is what you chose.
Yeah. And Ted.
Hi,
you're
Tom.
Back. You were out last week on family business.
I was.
And you're welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Hey, do you guys know about what's happening Friday, September 29th at the Landings of Spirit Golf Club?
Yes.
What?
It's the Cup of Nations, the fundraiser tournament that our good friends at ADK Wealth Advisors.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, Edmundo, the progressive tee times start at 11:30 a.m. The cost is $250 per golfer, $1,000 foursome, $250 for hole sponsors. And it's all in support of our good friends, Mulligans, and much, much more. All proceeds go toward helping refugees have access to the beautiful game, not golf, soccer. Please join us for the Cup of Nations fundraiser golf tournament. Give for the game, play for unity. That's pretty nice, Dan Davis. To register, contact Dan Davis at 636-236-1426 or ddavis5966@gmail.com, and Dan will be calling it. Now, boy, we got some really good news.
We'll give those contacts out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Dan's going to call in a little while, but we just got some really good news.
What is that?
You know Sally Wagner Schwarz?
I do.
Yeah. She is an Aquarius.
Oh, is that right?
Who knew?
Yeah. I thought she was Pisces. But I mean, you know, there's a bit of controversy.
Oh, there's some controversy?
Yeah, she should know more than me, but I think she's just kind of claiming it, you know, because Edmundo played that song. Plus, she really digs Biggie, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. Hey, you know, I was thinking about this. Who's playing right now? Stoke and Arsenal.
Yeah, correct.
We ought to incorporate that more into the show than we do. We ought to talk about it because what I've noticed is that when we have the game on, virtually everybody is watching the game like Dream is right now when they're talking and composing their thoughts while, so we ought to embrace that rather than treat it as a, you know, when we used to do the gong, we're going to say something about the show.
Well, that's because somebody called in and complained about spoiler alerts, but
But they've never called again, have they?
No.
We
told them to buzz off.
We took care of that issue.
All right, but, yeah. You know, also.
We got the drones on that.
And now, you know, we are at a relatively different time than we used to be. I mean, when we started, we were at 10 a.m. Now we're at noon, and the game's on. And I mean, the game never used to be on NBC. What?
The game is on big NBC.
The big game is on big NBC. And before you know it, Big Fox will be putting on the Bundesliga game. So we ought to just incorporate that into our, you know, when there's a goal or whatever, we ought to just, or a great play or if Stoke miraculously scores, you know, something like that. You know, and they don't kill anybody. That's why I really like them.
Or if it rains, I mean, like this.
Or if it rains in Stoke.
It's raining in Stoke?
Oh, it's pouring.
Probably.
It's
always,
Darren
good
Fletcher,
steady rain.
Darren Fletcher is with Stoke now?
Yeah.
That's one more reason to love him.
There you go.
Well, for me anyway. Do you see United today? 4-0. 4-0 last week, 4-0 this week.
Yeah, I didn't wake up in time for that
who
one.
Who have they been playing?
Who were they playing?
Yeah, who have they Swansea. Played in the first 2 weeks?
I think it was Real Madrid and Bayern Munich.
Sure.
Yeah,
no?
Something like that. Yeah,
oh, no, it wasn't. It was so West Ham and...
And Swansea.
Swansea, yeah. But still, I mean, in previous years, those are the games they would draw one of those games.
That's true. Or they would need, you know,
it's a smooth
to score one goal.
It's a smooth start to the season, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And once again, it's your opponents. Where do you think, Dream and Russell, I consider both of your opinions valid. Where do you think the Premier League ranks in the League of Nations, so to speak, you know, compared to, you know, just like a top to bottom review of the Premier League versus
La Liga?
Yes, sir.
And this, I think, is mainly directed at a comment by one of our friends who is a municipal judge here from last Monday night, was it not?
Oh, you mean the one-armed bandit?
The one-armed,
well, not really a bandit.
The one-armed drug-seeking behavior. Oh, no, we're kidding, Pat, we're kidding.
Yeah, he was complaining about you mentioning him, and here you go mentioning him. That's a really good strategy.
I can't wait to
get the hanging judge pissed at you. Thanks, Edmundo.
Speeding ticket.
Ooh, Tom said it. That's the thing he'll do. We'll go to the bar, and then he'll say, well, you're a Tom said. I didn't say that, you did. And they don't know enough to know.
Prove
but
it.
Let's get back
They're all drunk.
To the question
remember.
That the judge had.
Right.
Is that, you know, what's the difference in the league? And I think everybody assumes that the Premier League is the best league, and I think that's because we see it.
Yeah.
It's more competitive generally year to year.
They market it as the best league. It is definitely more competitive. I would say it's absolutely the fastest league. I would say it is the most exciting league.
You think it's faster than the French league?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I think, though, in terms of technically, no, I would probably say Spain. The thing is that the worst team in the Premier League, usually, like the bottom five teams, can go and beat the top five teams, and you wouldn't raise your eyebrows that much if you saw that happen.
Okay, so in the Premier League, especially at the end of the year when they're fighting relegation, you're not surprised to see a relegation team even beat a team that's in the Champions League. Now, here's my question, though. Russell, you didn't get that.
I totally agree with that. I mean, La Liga's gotten a little more competitive in the last couple of seasons.
It has, yeah.
But I think overall, you know, the bottom of the Premier League is going to beat the bottom of La Liga.
Okay, all right. How about, though, how the teams perform in Europe? If you look at how the teams perform in Europe, nobody's got nothing on Spain.
Exactly.
Spain puts consistently... three teams in the top eight.
Top eight, yeah.
And then in the Europa, they might have four teams or however many teams they have in that they've all proceeded to the, not to the semis, but the quarters.
If you go back 7-8 years, that was what the English teams were doing.
Yeah, but they're not doing it now.
They're not doing it now.
Yeah. So what? How valid do you think, Dream?
Yeah.
How valid do you think it is that... as a means of comparison, performance in the Champions League, because really that's what all the players want to play.
Yeah,
right.
I think it is valid. I think it's absolutely valid. You can look at that, and you can look at how. I wouldn't quite say you can look at how the national teams are doing because England's players don't generally play in the Prem. I mean, like, you know, starting
they don't play outside.
No, yeah, they don't play outside, but you know, Spanish players. Every La Liga team is just chock full of Spanish players.
Right. As opposed to England.
As opposed to England, which is...
Not
chock full of English players. Yeah. So I think the Champions League is a totally valid comparison.
Yeah. So if you use that comparison, then you say... Russell's comparison is bottom five versus bottom five, which is not a bad way to look at it.
That's actually
really
good.
It'd be a really cool way to look at it, you know, to see the teams at the bottom. I mean, I think that would be a really interesting competition. You know, in the various kind of, okay, we got the Champions League here, here's the other league. And then maybe the winner of that league gets, you know, to play in it next year or something. You know, I don't know. All right, let's go to break. And I think Dan Davis is going to call us, talk about the golf tournament in the next segment. Chuck Korver is going to be here. But maybe next week, because he had a situation come up.
Yeah, before we go, though, I want to give a couple shout-outs real quick to my cousin Marsha, who has a birthday
Marsha,
today.
Marsha?
Marsha Daniels. And my bonus daughter, Sarah.
Bonus daughter.
Sarah,
I like that.
Sarah Reyes. All the way out in California. Happy birthday to
Man,
the two of them.
And I'm telling you what, you done good on that inheritance part.
I did. I have lovely bonus children. I'm, yeah. I'm a very fortunate man in that way, and most others.
Most, in fact, I did a little calculation on the way out here. You know,
maybe we should talk about that after these breaks from our announcers. We'll be right back. Going out with a little bit of Police.
I love
with
this
the,
song.
Eclipse, moon, lunar phases, solar songs today. This is the St. Louis United Soccer Show coming to you live from 590 The Fan, KFNS.